In its simplest form, this next story is the tale of a bank robbery. More precisely, it's the story of an extraordinary man who functioned as an informal bank in an extraordinary place.
In the giant Pakistani city of Karachi, people who did not trust banks trusted Abdul Sattar Eddy to keep their money. He's revered worldwide for helping the poor. People thought no thieves would dare target him until they did. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves.
The people of Karachi are hard to shock. Sectarian and gangland killings, kidnappings, muggings and break-ins occur pretty much every day in this giant metropolis. Step into the streets, though, and it's clear the crime against the philanthropist Abdul Sattar Eddy falls into a different category.
I was really surprised because Eddie's a very nice man. He helps all types of poor people.
That's Salman Memon, a young man just starting a career in business. An old man, S.J. Bucht, interrupts. He's lived here all his life and says Abdul Sattar Eddy's exceptional.
People trust him. Who give the money with him, they trust him.
All about trust?
Yes. They have faith in him.
Faith in him.
Full faith. Full faith.
That trust is built on more than 65 years of humanitarian work. Eddy runs Pakistan's biggest welfare foundation and largest private ambulance service. He's won a cupboard full of international awards and has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. His foundation rescues and supports an extraordinary range of people: abandoned babies, orphans, abused women, disaster victims, the old, the impaired, and the dead.
He personally picks up bodies, he washes them. The unidentified bodies they kept in his mortuary, and then they are buried.
Zora Yusuf, chair of Pakistan's Human Rights Commission, lives in Karachi. She says her city is angry and upset.
I think there was a great deal of, not just shock, but a sense of sadness that criminals or whoever was responsible, they could stoop to this level to rob a man who is, working for charity.
This is where the robbery happened, at the Eddy Foundation's ramshackle headquarters in Karachi's chaotic old city. Eddy has no house and very few possessions. He lives and works here. He was asleep when some men marched in with pistols and iron bars. They held Eddy and his staff at gunpoint, broke open the security lockers and stole nearly $1 million worth of cash, 11 pounds of gold and some jewellery. Some of this was donation money, some cash and valuables that people had asked Eddy to keep for them, because no one ever believed anyone would rob such a respected man. At a tiny school for tiny kids, upstairs at the Eddy headquarters, lessons continue as normal despite the robbery. The kids sit on mats on the floor at tiny wooden desks with tiny blackboards. These children, abandoned by the rest of society, seem happy, yet staff here are shaken up, especially Eddie's wife, Bilkis, who plays a leading role in the foundation's work.
The shock was unbearable. What can a helpless woman do? I'm just thankful they did not kill my husband.
The raid on Eddie is causing some soul-searching among Pakistanis about how they treat their finest citizens. There's already controversy about their ambivalence towards their teenage Nobel Peace Laureate, Malala Yousafzai, who's regularly portrayed here as a puppet of the West. Eddy himself is philosophical. He's a frail man with a big white beard and simple, coarsely woven clothes that reflect a famously frugal lifestyle. Last evening, Eddy was sitting near his front door, greeting guests in a weak voice after a day in hospital on a dialysis machine because of failing kidneys.
I am definitely sad. Anyone would be sad if his reward for 65 years of service is to be robbed.
But he adds,
no matter how bad the situation here becomes, I won't give up. I will not lose hope.
Eddy says he'll continue helping the poor and dispossessed until his dying breath. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.